Well, we can start when you want us to.
Listen, we can start whenever you want, buddy. We're both here for it.
We are here for it. Welcome
we
to
are.
The, welcome to the Hammer Climb Pro.
You want to try that again?
Nah, I'm leaving that in.
That's a great start. So welcome to the Hammer Climb podcast here on YouTube and Spotify and all the other fun stuff, guys. Welcome.
Yes, welcome, welcome. This is the place where we get to ramble, talk, and I was trying to think of something else that rhymed with talk and couldn't think of anything. Balk. Tyler
no, that's
Balk.
A baseball term, and we don't do baseball terms here.
No. This is a strictly anti-baseball podcast here.
Not that we hate it. We just don't like it.
Baseball makes me feel incredibly average.
Like, I like to play it, like, outside.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
With other human beings. But to sit down and actually watch an entire game, I mean, that's definitely one way to put me to sleep, you know? I just can't do it.
And that's a tall task right there.
Yeah. With insomnia, it's pretty tough to fall asleep, so.
But the thing is, for baseball, what killed me with baseball was the cheating stuff and the way that they handle it. But it killed my enjoyment for that sport.
Thanks, Astros.
Yeah, thanks, Astros.
You're the best.
Oh,
man.
So this is a football podcast, and the first thing we talk about is baseball.
Well, you said Balk, so.
Balk. Yeah, I did start it.
That was kind of your fault.
It was definitely my fault.
Yeah.
So I know one thing we talked about, where we are in the off season. We got the football season coming up ahead of us soon. But before we get into that season, we got a lot. There's been a lot of moves in the NFL this season. A lot in the off season. I felt like this was a big one.
Yeah.
And so the most important position a lot of people feel is quarterback.
Yep,
whether that's true is up for debate, but it's definitely.
I mean, it's not much of a debate. If you don't have a good quarterback, you're not a good team. That's basically it.
Trent Dilfer.
Well, they had Ray Lewis. So
they did. That defense was ungodly.
Defense. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have a quarterback, you need the Ravens defense.
See, the thing with Trent Dilfer, though, was he didn't turn the ball over.
He was the
purest definition of game manager.
That season,
and
he
Ray
was...
Lewis told him, just don't turn the ball over, and we're going to win. And that's exactly what happened.
He was very good at what they needed him to do that season.
Yeah. Hold on to football, sustain some long drives, you know, so the defense can rest. And, I mean, the defense just came out and dominated, of course, because they were just full of Hall of Famers.
At the end of the day, he has more rings than Dan Marino, so...
Also, RIP to Tony Siragusa,
yes,
who I'm pretty sure was on the Ravens team in that season where they won that Super Bowl.
I think so. I think he was. I don't
the legend.
Remember if he was or not, but it sounds...
He was really fun to watch play. I don't know if you ever got the chance to watch him play.
I have watched a bit of his film. Really, really fun player to watch. A bit of a bit.
Yeah. He is a mountain of a man. Well, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was a good player. Sad to see that news.
Yep. When that happened last week, not too long ago.
Not too long ago. Well, I mean, now we're dating the podcast. Oh gosh.
Yeah. It's crazy. Let's see, this is gonna come out on the 7th.
Yeah.
Right?
Depending on when I get this edited. It could be sooner. Who knows?
All right.
If you're listening to it before the 7th, then you know it's sooner. If you're listening to it after.
If you're listening to it before the 7th, you know the Hammer actually had motivation. If it's after the 7th, well, he dropped the ball. So,
yeah, I'll be depending how motivated I am is will depend on how well this goes. So we talked about our top 10 lists. I guess we can get into the top 10 list, but we're gonna do we were talking about doing each week when we do our podcast, or if, you know, whenever we do our podcast, we'll do a top 10 list and go through each position. So right now we'll go current players, and then, you know, we'll throw a little bit in there of talking about our favorite all time, but we'll start with quarterback. We'll go through running back, all those fun stuff. So then we can, you know, I don't know what his picks are. You know, we do it blindly, and then we can talk about it.
I don't know yours either.
So, do you want to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I want you to go first. I want to see what you got first. Cooking over
all
there.
Right. So, I'll start at the top. No, I'm going to start at number 10. I'm going to start at number 10.
Start at 10? Okay.
My way back up. At number 10, I have Dak Prescott.
Okay. Solid.
He's not my favorite quarterback, but he does get the Cowboys to consistently mediocre seasons. So I have to give him the credit for that.
They've been consistently mediocre for like 25 years.
It's impressive.
It's so bad.
They're impressively bad. Mediocre.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but statistically, he's had some good seasons, and I think coming, you know, having a full season, hopefully if he's healthy, they have some weapons on offense. I think he's always a solid quarterback. Yeah. At number 9, I have Derek Carr. For one, you add Davante Adams. I think that's going to give him a big boost up. I mean, you have Davante Adams, you have Darren Waller, you have Hunter Renfro, you have Josh Jacobs, running back. That's a solid offense now. The part of the reason I feel like I can't put him up higher on this list is I feel like he's going to be ground to a pulp in that division. The Chargers.
That's the toughest division of football.
Oh, that division is insane. I mean, the Chargers, they picked up a couple more players for their defense, but I mean, their defense is absurd pass rush wise. And the Broncos have a solid defense. The Chiefs aren't slouches either. So I would want to put him higher, but I feel like Derek Carr is just going to get the short end of the stick in that division. But I want to give him some love. At 8, Matthew Stafford. Come off a Super Bowl win. I think they're probably going to take a small step back, but they're still going to be solid. Matthew Stafford's still a good quarterback, and he finally has a good offensive coordinator, so he's going to keep doing what he does good. This next part, I'm still arguing with myself on this, but this is where I have it. At number 7, I'm going to go with Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Fantastic season last season. And I mean, 70% completion percentage, over 108 QBR, really, really good season. One thing that he struggled with is obviously his offensive line. They went out and they fixed that. I think that he will have a better offensive line, but I think in some ways, coming off of a big breakout season like that, you tend to take a small step back. And I don't think it's really a disrespect to put him at 7 here. It's more because the quarterback's ahead of him that he's at 7. But yeah. I could totally see him moving up this list during the season. I just don't know how that offensive line is going to look, so I can't trust him completely. Number 6, as I put my man, Russell Wilson.
Okay.
He's great at playing under pressure. He's going to have to do that in Denver again. He's coming off of an injury. Not a great season last season just because of his injury struggles, but he has a very solid offense. You have, you know, Cortland Sutton, Jared Judy, you have Javonte Williams. I think that's going to be an offense he can work around. I think Broncos have a better offensive line than the Seahawks. Not by much, but it's better. So I think having Russell Wilson in there, I think he's going to have another good season. He's just going to a Russell Wilson season where he does great for part of it and he has a couple streaky parts. At 5, I got Patrick Mahomes.
Good spot for him.
Coming off of a little bit of a down year. And if you look at his stats, I mean, most of his stats are pretty much on par with what he's done.
I like how a down year for him is almost 5,000 yards passing and 37 touchdowns.
Oh yeah, it's still great. Crazy. The part where he went down was his there's two sections that I noticed. It was his interceptions. He had 13 picks. His interception percentage doubled. From his last two seasons. Funny enough, though, the only other seasons he had double-digit interceptions, he won the MVP. So still not that crazy of a down year. The other stat that I noticed going through his things was his, if I can find it, was his completed air yards per completion. I talked to you a little bit before we started recording, but basically completed air yards per completion is how far the ball goes before it's caught on average. And last season, so in 18, 19, and 20, he was 6.5, 6.5, and 6.3 respectively, which is all very, very good for the stat. In 2021, he was the fourth worst quarterback, 4.9. And now he lost Tyreek Hill. He did bring in Juju Smith-Schuster, but I wonder how he's going to adjust. I think he's going to have a bounce back year. Is he going to bounce back to what he did in 2020? It remains to be seen for me, though. I think Patrick Mahomes really where he comes through the most is the playoffs. His clutch ability is it puts him on a different tier.
Just think about the Bills game,
Exactly. But for the sake of talking about the regular season, who's going to be the better quarterbacks? I like him at five. At four. And this, I don't know where you put him, so this might be this is the one I mentioned that might be the one that you are surprised by. At four, I have Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Now, Justin Herbert is one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league right now. He's unfortunately stuck on the Chargers, so he only went 9-8 last season. But
yeah, in the toughest division.
In the toughest division. But listen to these stats. This is a sophomore quarterback. This is his first full season. 5,000 yards passing, 38 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's insane. Especially in that division, like the quarterback that you have to compete with in there obviously is Mahomes.
Yep.
But you got Carr in there. Now you have Russell Wilson. So, and top to bottom, that's the best division in football as far as quarterbacks. So for him to lead all of those in yards is insane.
And this is
if I'm looking at this correctly. Yes.
This is as well. And this is another reason I think he's going to have a big year this year. For one, if you go look at his games, right? There's a couple games he lost that were absolutely amazing. Go look at his game versus the Bucks. He went toe to toe with Brady and he matched him. Stride for stride, drive for drive, and Brady just had the ball last.
Yeah, if he's got the ball last, you're done.
Yeah, he's gone, and he's went toe to toe with Mahomes in Kansas City. If you look at the stats too on Pro Football Reference, there's a stat on percentage of throws on target, and so. He ended up as the third highest quarterback with 80.2% of his throws on target. Mm-hmm. He had the sixth best bad throw percentage, so he had the sixth lowest on that. And the thing that held him back, though, he had the fifth highest drop percentage from his receivers last season.
If you think about it, he's got Keenan Allen. And he's got Mike Williams. Who else? Who else does he have?
Yeah. So I think he's going to have a big year this season. I mean, they went 9-8 last season. But if you go through there, there's, I think off the top of my head, there are like three or four games that they lost on the final drive. That could easily be a playoff team. I mean, they were one game away from the playoffs, and who knows. At three, Josh Allen. He's a fantastic arm. That team's clicking. They can't get over that playoff hump. Not too much to be said about him. He's been good for a couple of years. The Broncos absolutely whiffed on not taking him back in that draft.
Oh yeah, I mean, when such a whiff. Not whiff on drafting quarterbacks.
Oh yeah, here's a trivia for you. Which quarterback? Who's the only Broncos drafted quarterback to win a playoff game?
Cutler.
Tim Tebow.
No, Tebow won one. Wait, Cutler didn't win a playoff game for
Cutler
them?
Never won a playoff game. He never got to the playoffs. He came up short both of his years. The only quarterbacks in Broncos history, the big names in Broncos history quarterback wise, are all drafted by other teams. Craig Morton, drafted by the Cowboys.
Yeah.
John Elway, drafted by the Colts. Peyton Manning. Oh, Jake Plummer, drafted by the Cardinals. And Peyton Manning, drafted by the Colts. Russell Wilson, drafted by the Seahawks. Broncos missed on Wilson drafting him too, but that's another story. Josh Allen, great quarterback. He's gonna have a good year. A team
I would
just
like to say, I love some Tebow. All right.
Oh man, just Timothy saying. Tebow.
I mean, he doesn't have the best arm, obviously, but it's so fun to watch. I don't care.
I love that season. Him beating the Steelers is one of my all time favorite moments of sports.
Yeah, absolutely. To Demaryius Thomas, RIP to him as well.
Yeah,
but that play, oof, Ike Taylor just got cooked on that play. Or was it Ryan Clark?
Yeah, it was Ike Taylor. Ike Taylor got Ike Taylor got stiff armed into the nether.
Oh yeah, he's gone.
Number two. Another spot that you might disagree.
Let me guess. All right, there's only two more guys you got. You got Rodgers and Brady.
I was supposed to put on the list.
Let me see. I'm gonna guess that you put Brady at two just because Rodgers won the MVP.
Wrong reason, but correct.
Okay, tell me.
Tom Brady, I put him at two.
Okay.
It's Tom Brady. He's going to be a top three quarterback every single season. He's the GOAT. But.
Yes.
But.
Oh, there's a but.
He is slowly, slightly getting older. All right? Now, they've been saying that for about a decade.
yes.
So, I'm going on a major limb by saying this, but. He's coming off an incredible season last season. Incredible. Over 5,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, 6 picks. But Aaron Rodgers has a tendency to have incredible years on the years you don't think he should do something. The years everyone counts him out are the years he does incredible until he plays the 49ers in an NFC championship game. But until then, those are his years that he's incredible. And there is very few quarterbacks in the league. There's a lot of great quarterbacks, a lot of franchise quarterbacks. Not a lot of franchise quarterbacks. There's a lot of great quarterbacks, not as many franchise quarterbacks, and even fewer quarterbacks, I feel, who elevate the players around him. There's not many quarterbacks that can win with bad players. And sometimes it's just for a stretch that they have this. And Patrick Mahomes has the ability, but we haven't seen him do it yet. He's done it with Kelsey. He's done it with Hill. We haven't seen him have to do it with subpar talent yet. Brady has done it with subpar talent. Rodgers has done it with subpar talent before.
Mm-hmm.
The only other quarterback I've really seen do it in recent memory off the top of my head is Carson Wentz. That season he got hurt. He blew his ACL.
Yeah, and he was number one in MVP voting up until then.
Yep. And
yeah.
That season, the end of that season, when he was throwing to literally lawn chairs. I mean,
I don't know any of the receivers.
Nobody. He was throwing to nobodies, and he was playing out of his mind. But I just feel like Rodgers is going to surprise everyone. He lost his number one receiver. He's lost the NFC Championship a few times in a row. Brady's been kind of rolling. I think Rodgers is going to surprise it. I mean,
he does still have good talent. He's got Valdez-Scantling.
Yep.
He's got Randall Cobb there still. I'm sure I'm missing other players, but I mean, those two are really solid.
Yep.
Even though Cobb is pretty old, but that's fine.
So that's my top 10. I could flip Rodgers and Brady. I'd be open to it, but my gut says Rodgers is going to have a great year this season.
I mean, I'm sure he's going to have a great year. No doubt. I think pretty much every quarterback on your list, I think I have the same exact players on mine as well. I think all of them are going to have really good years. So you can't really go wrong with where you're putting them, honestly.
Another thing to take into consideration with Brady is that he threw for a career high attempts last season.
Yeah. Well, when you have the targets that he has, I mean, wouldn't you want to throw it?
Oh, yeah.
So many times a game.
I would want to throw it all the time.
Yeah, it'd be like watching the old Hawaii Warriors offense in college. They literally just throw the ball 70 times a game.
You know, I think I might actually flip Tom Brady and Rodgers as the more I look at this.
You can't change it now, Hammer.
I just did.
Not in front of the people.
They can see. I'll pull back the curtain. Because I didn't realize this fact. How old is Brady? Whatever, a million years old?
45.
And he had his career highs in completions, attempts, yards, second highest in touchdowns, one of his best interception seasons. Oh, actually, no, his interceptions were like average. I'm right. One of his really good QBR, and also his, I believe it's second highest completion percentage of his career.
Yeah.
In his 40s?
Amazing. He was amazing this season.
Yeah, he's number one.
There's no way to argue with. You know what I mean? It's like, he's just so good. I don't even care how old he is. I honestly think this dude could play until he's like 60. Like, he's that good. It's insane.
He knows how to take care of his body.
Yeah. It just blows my mind that he's able to keep performing better than everyone else in the league at the age that he's at. And it just seems to me like he's getting better, to be honest. I mean, yeah, his interception numbers were a little up from previous seasons, but who cares? He threw the ball so many times. His stats are ridiculous.
His interception percentage was lower than the season before. So here's a question, another question for you. So Tom Brady is the only quarterback in NFL history to get 200 wins, right? Mm-hmm. Can you name the next closest?
Let me see. Peyton, Drew Brees, maybe? One of those two?
Peyton is number 3 with 186. Brees is number 4 with 172.
Okay, number 2, let me see, Favre?
Number 2 is Favre with 186, tied with Manning.
Brett Favre, baby! I love me some Brett Favre.
Number 5 is do you know number 5?
Let's see. Number 5 wins. Oh, man. Marino?
Number 5. Marino is 7th.
Okay.
He's behind one of my favorite quarterbacks by Ella? One. Yeah.
Nice. And who's in front of?
Big Ben Ella. With 165.
Good old Big Ben. Well, when you're on the Steelers for 1,000 years, you know, you're bound to have a lot of wins.
Yeah. Here's another random one as I look down this list. Couple, you know, the names you'd expect are on there. You know, Rivers, Tarkenton, Ryan, Unitas, Manning, the other Manning, Montana, Bradshaw. Russell Wilson's already top 20.
Oh, yeah. So good.
And then this one surprised me. Alex Smith.
Yeah. I mean, even though his career with the Niners, people would say that he was a bust because of, you know, obviously he was drafted number 1, but they'd say he's a bust. But if you actually go back and you dive deep into the stats of it all, you know, he had a pretty decent career for a quarterback. Like, obviously he's not a Hall of Famer or anything like that, but I mean, he had a pretty solid career, above average, I would say. And then he went on and did pretty good in Kansas City, got them to the playoffs. Obviously, Mahomes took over that and went to Washington, you know, got his leg completely, like,
annihilated,
severed in half, you know. Yeah, and somehow came back. I mean, he's still – he could probably still play if he wanted to, but for health reasons, I'm sure that's why he is retired now. But, yeah, he had a pretty good career, in my opinion.
Yeah, he had a solid career. He started slow, but mm-hmm. that 2011 season when he went 13-3 with the Niners, it was solid. And then he was 6-2-1. A lot of people forget before he got hurt. And Kaepernick came in against the Rams, I think it was. He went for a slide and someone lowered their helmet and hit him. And I think a concussion or shoulder injury or something like that. And he was on pace for his best season.
Yeah. But, I mean, those early 49er teams were really bad. It was Smith at quarterback, and you had Frank Gore, obviously, Frank the Tank at halfback. And there's really not much else on the rosters, to be honest.
This is one that his rookie year, though, was one of the worst stat lines for a starting quarterback. 9 games played, 7 games started, 2-5 record, 50% completion percentage, 1 touchdown, 11 interceptions.
Yeah, it was bad. They didn't have any line. They didn't have any receivers. Their defense was terrible. I mean, they ended up starting Tim Rattay and Ken Dorsey from Miami at quarterback throughout that season as well.
Yeah.
It was rough. It was a rough year for them.
It was. All right, on to your list. What, you don't have to go through it all, but maybe where are the spots that you you changed, you differed?
I think my list is all different than yours except for one. Well, obviously two now since you changed Brady. I got Tom Brady at number one. Obviously, we just went over his stats. Ridiculous. Over 5,300 passing yards, 43 touchdowns. You know, he had 2 rushing touchdowns as well. He had 3 fumbles, so he turned the ball over 15 times. But the volume of offense that the Buccaneers had, 15 turnovers, that's nothing, you know, when you think about it. But going down to number 10, I put Russell Wilson at 10. Obviously, we know he's fantastic, but he's coming off an injury. He's coming into a new team, a new system, you know, new targets at receiver, new offensive line, new everything. So it's just a brand new situation for him. So I know he's obviously a top 10 quarterback, but I didn't want to put him any higher than that because of those reasons. You know, mm-hmm. he's efficient, you know, 25 touchdowns last year, only 6 picks. He lost 1 fumble on the year. I mean, he's just good. You know, he's really good.
Yeah.
But obviously it's just all brand new to him. So I still think he's going to be really good this season, but I think his second year with the Broncos, I think that will elevate him probably back up into the top 5 for me. I just don't think he's going to be in the top 5 this season. But number 9 is where we had the same pick. We both put Derek Carr at 9. He threw for almost 5,000 yards, but his touchdown and interception ratio is why I had him this low on the list. 23 touchdowns, you know, 14 picks. He also fumbled the ball 13 times on the year and lost 5 of them. So he needs to hold on to the football a little bit more. And I think the Raiders are going to be really good, especially I factored in, you know, adding Davante Adams in there in the mix. So, you know, with him and Renfro, that receiving core is just disgustingly good right now. And I think the touchdown numbers are, I'm not going to say they're going to double from last season, but he'll probably get 10, 15 more touchdown passes this year than he had last year. So that's why I put him over Russell. And let's see, number 8, I got Dak Prescott. I can't remember where you had him. I think you had him at 10, right?
I had him 10, yes.
Yeah. Now, I had him at 8 because obviously his stats are better than Carr's from last year. But, I mean, he's still got the same kind of weapons. His defense is still filthy with Parsons, you know, sacking the quarterback every other play. And Diggs in the secondary, you know, intercepting the quarterback on the plays that Parsons isn't getting sacks.
Diggs is either going to pick the guy off or he's going to give up a touchdown.
Yeah, he's really hit or miss, but when he hits, man, is it exciting to watch. But I think the Cowboys are going to have a pretty solid year. That's a really weak division. I mean, you got the Eagles, Jalen Hurts. Is he really the answer for the Eagles under center? I don't think he is, to be honest. Let's see, Washington, they have a lot of question marks, of course. And the Giants, you got Daniel Jones at quarterback. So, I mean, that division, there's no excuse for the Cowboys this season. They should win. They should just destroy everybody in that division. So, I think Prescott's going to have a really good year against all those guys. And that's why I got him at 8. Number 7, I have this man lower. I think you had him at 4.
I had him at 4.
Justin Herbert. Now,
too low.
Listen. Just hear me out here, all right? I know he had a fantastic year with over 5,000 yards passing, all right, 38 touchdowns, but he had 15 interceptions. And he didn't fumble, or he only fumbled the ball one time, and he didn't lose it, so I will give him that. He also had 3 rushing touchdowns, but they didn't make the playoffs last year. Obviously, they had a lot of close losses, but I think if he was able to elevate his team even further than what he elevated them to last season, I think he would be in my top 5 going into this year.
Here's my thing. I have a thing to say about that is that I don't know. I mean, like, the Chargers are going to Charger. And
this is true. And they need somebody to make them not Charger. You know what I'm saying?
I remember watching so many games of Justin last season. That he did everything and then they would lose. They would find a way to lose. They missed the playoffs, right? They missed the playoffs off of one of the weirdest endings to a game.
Well, they were both trying to tie. So
they were both trying to tie.
Let's be honest.
They were trying to tie.
Yeah.
But you know, like they right there, they lose off of just like weird coaching yeah. Lost the game there for them. If they don't, then you know, you go back and they make the playoffs. Interception wise, just so you know, he and Josh Allen have the same amount of interceptions.
Oh, I know.
And
I do know that.
Herbert had 2 more touchdowns and 600 more yards.
Yep. I'm aware of that.
Just saying. Just saying.
Also, okay. You're not supposed to be looking at my list, all right? Just saying. You're ruining the...
Well, I mean, you already said Josh Allen was above Justin Herbert.
Well, yes, but you knew that I had Herbert at 7. You knew. Anyways. Let's see. Yeah, I think if he gets them to the playoffs, like if he won against the Raiders last year and won a couple of those other games, I would have him in my top 5. But the fact that he's on the Chargers...
That's fair.
And they're going to Charger. I mean, it knocks him down a little bit, you know? Like, you're not going to have Dan Fouts in your top 10 quarterbacks all time, right?
I don't think so.
He was a phenomenal quarterback, but he was on the Chargers, and they never won anything. So, Herbert needs to be that answer for the Chargers, and he needs to elevate them to the next level. But that's my piece on that. Number 6, Joey B, Joe Burrow. I got him over Herbert here. I know he doesn't have as many passing yards or touchdowns, but he had no offensive line at all. He hasn't his entire career. All right, the guy, his O-line is made of wet paper mache. All right, it's terrible. And he still threw for over 4,600 yards and 34 touchdowns. And think about it here for a second. Ready? He got to the Super Bowl. All right? He elevated the Bengals. All right, the Bengals had not won a playoff game in my lifetime. I was born in 91. They had not won since, what, I think 1990. So he actually elevated his team to that next level, which is what I hope Herbert can do for the Chargers. But that's why I have Joey B above Herbert. So I think they're two very similar quarterbacks. I mean, I wouldn't really necessarily say totally in play style. I think Herbert can run the ball a little bit better, but arm strength and everything, I think they're both very similar. But that's why I have them pretty much right next to each other. And number five, Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl MVP, almost 5,000 yards passing, 41 touchdowns. Yeah, he had a lot of picks. I expect that number to go down quite a bit this season. He threw 17 last year, but I don't see him throwing that many again this season.
He's a gunslinger. You can get picks with him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think he'll have probably over 10 interceptions again, but I don't think he'll throw 17 again.
He's only had one
team is disgusting.
He's only had one season with under 10 picks in his career.
Yeah.
And he only played 8 games.
Yeah. I mean, he takes chances, which is what I love about quarterbacks. That's why, for me, Brett Favre is my all-time favorite to watch. But that's a topic for another time. But yeah, I got him at 5. I mean, Super Bowl MVP, you know? What else can you say?
Yep.
Number 4, Pat Mahomes. As you said, you know, down year. 37
quote unquote.
Yeah, almost 5,000 yards. But he fumbled the ball 9 times and lost 4 of them. And I don't know, there just seemed to be something off with him last season. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's his O-line and he's just rushing things, or maybe he's just overthinking it before the snap even happens. I'm not sure. But I think him and Andy Reid will figure it out this season. And even with the loss of Tyreek Hill, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster, obviously not on the level of Tyreek Hill, but still a really solid receiver for them. So I think he'll have a good year. He'll probably have over 1,000 yards receiving. I mean, they're going to throw the ball a ton. So I think the Chiefs and Mahomes will rebound. And, you know, we might see him in the Super Bowl. We'll see how that goes. But number 3, this one probably shocked you, having Aaron Rodgers at number 3. I know he's the back-to-back MVP, but I don't know. The two guys I have in front of him, I just think are going to be better this season.
I think those top 3 can be swapped around. I mean, those three top 3 are all just so good.
Yeah, so good. But I mean, Rodgers, obviously, fantastic year. MVP, 37 touchdowns, just 4 picks. Didn't even lose a fumble all year. And he had 3 rushing touchdowns as well. So 40 total touchdowns and only 4 turnovers. He's so efficient. It's ridiculous. But for me, I had him lower than Allen and Brady on this list because of playoff performance. So I didn't really see him take any chances in the playoffs. So he didn't elevate his team the way a back-to-back MVP should have. Like, he needed to take charge in the game that he lost against the Niners. And I don't know if it was – I don't think it was the head coaching or play calling. I just think he was being really passive and, you know, didn't want to turn the ball over, which I understand. But in tight playoff games like that, you've got to take chances if you want to get to the next game. And I just didn't see that from him last season. So that's why I got him at 3. But like you said, these guys are all pretty interchangeable here at the top 3.
It's funny to me that the Packers managed to go to literally the riskiest quarterback to ever play the game, throwing the most picks of all time with Brett Favre, to the quarterback who is probably the safest with the ball of all time, Aaron Rodgers.
And it's funny, like, you could love or hate either of them equally. Like, their play styles are so completely opposite. If I was a Packers fan, I would be going crazy, to be honest with you. Like, as, you know, watching Favre growing up, like, for me, watching Favre was exciting. Like, yeah, you know, it breaks your heart sometimes throwing picks, you know, to lose a game.
That last pick,
but he's
taking
that chance. Yeah. But at least he's taking that chance. You know, he's trying to make a play. What drives me insane is seeing, you know, a top 3 quarterback, an MVP, not take a chance. You know, not trust in his guys to make a play. Just throw it up. Like, you have Davante Adams. You got to throw him the ball. Like, any 50-50 ball, he's going to come down with it more often than not. So just give him a chance. You know, all of his receivers that he had last season, with the exception of Cobb, were all pretty relatively big size receivers, you know, over 6 feet tall. So I mean, you gotta let your guys try to make plays. And I didn't see that from Rodgers. And I mean, that's why I just can't put him at number one or two. Just can't do it.
It's funny to me that the Packers, you know, had two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And they only have two Super Bowls to show for it.
Yeah, between the two quarterbacks? Yeah.
Between the two quarterbacks.
Like, it's insane to me. I never understand it. Two franchise quarterbacks. They're both top 10 all time. And you got two rings. It's it's really mind-boggling. I mean, the fact that they won one with Favre, who played completely opposite of Rodgers, and then you have him come in and not throw any picks and then win one with him. It's just really cool to actually see, like, the difference and the change in how the offenses worked, and they still were able to get to the same result, but, you know, never ultimately get back to it and win another one.
Yeah. We'll see if the Packers can get over that hump. I mean, they have a few more seasons, but they got it. Yeah, they got to take a chance. I mean, ever since that Super Bowl loss, not the Super Bowl loss, Super Bowl win in 2010, lost divisional, lost wild card, lost conference, lost divisional.
Yeah. It's like, he's got to take chances. Since he won that Super Bowl, he hasn't taken chances, and I think he needs to. And I don't care if he throws 20 picks. Like, as long as you're taking chances and giving your guys an opportunity to make plays for your team.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. I got Josh Allen at number two. Over 4,400 yards passing. He had 36 touchdowns. He did throw 15 picks, but I don't care about that because he takes risks just like Mahomes, just like Stafford does. You know, I can live with the interceptions. I don't care about that. What I do care about is the rushing yards right here. This is why I have him over Rodgers. Well, one of the reasons why I have him over Rodgers. This man ran for 763 yards and six touchdowns as a quarterback. That's insane.
That's
put him over 5,100 total yards on the year. Now, he fumbled eight times and only lost three of them. But the eight fumbles don't bother me with the amount of times that he runs the football. So, and the fact that he was a coaching blunder away from, you know, potentially getting into the Super Bowl, it hurts my heart, to be honest. Like, I don't know what the coaching staff was doing for Buffalo. I guess they were buffaloing, but with 17 seconds left, I don't know what they were doing, giving Patrick Mahomes time to get a couple plays downfield and have the Chiefs win. But, you know, he's 17 seconds away from potentially, you know, a shot at a Super Bowl. So really fantastic year from him. And obviously his performance in that game against the Chiefs, outstanding. He was pretty much flawless. And what was the receiver's name that had, what, four touchdowns?
What was his name?
That guy balled out of his mind. But nobody will talk about him again.
Gabriel Davis.
Yeah, Gabriel Davis, thank you. Nobody's going to talk about that guy because the Chiefs came back and won in 17 seconds. So, you know, the coaching staff, they ruined that for him. But that's my number two, Josh Allen. I think he's going to have better stats this year throwing the ball. More touchdowns, less picks probably. Maybe not too many less picks, but I mean, I expect the same kind of rushing numbers as well. He's a tank when he's carrying that football. So he's just a beast. And then number one, of course, Tom Brady. Obvious reasons. Dude's like 900 years old. And threw for more yards than everybody else in the entire league, more touchdowns. I mean, he even had two rushing touchdowns. 45 total touchdowns for this guy and 15 turnovers. He's insane. I expect him to do the same kind of numbers this year. I don't see anybody stopping that offense again. But that's
he has so many weapons. It's a good top 10.
I know. Yeah. I think it's pretty solid. I know you don't agree with Herbert, but
I see the argument, and
I
was on the fence honestly with how where I put Burrow. Burrow did have an incredible season.
Yeah, with no O line, none. Yeah, I don't think Burrow will get them back to the Super Bowl this season, but they're going to be in the playoffs again.
Yeah, they're. I mean, if they can just keep him upright.
Yeah,
they can just keep
him
upright.
If he stays healthy and he's not getting sacked five times a game, that offense with Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, they're insane. That is the most fun offense in the league to watch, in my opinion. The young receivers that they have, they're so good.
A couple names that, one name that I thought was interesting that we, well, two names. There was a couple names that I saw. The ones we left out.
That didn't make it.
Interesting that neither of us mentioned Lamar Jackson. Neither of us mentioned Jalen Hurts. Neither of us mentioned Kyler Murray. I'm not even going to mention Kirk Cousins, seriously.
He's top 15, I think. All right. He's at least in the top half of the league, but extremely mediocre.
He's on Sundays, top 15. On Sunday afternoon and morning, he's top 10. On Sunday night and Monday night, bottom 40.
Oh, man. It's so crazy how extremely mediocre he is.
Here's
the interesting. He's paid so highly.
It's an interesting. Interesting stats. I was kind of looking at what you're talking about, the Packers, right? There's a stat on the Pro Football Reference has called defensive SRS. It's a team's defense quality relative to average.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked off the page. but basically. What's interesting about it is I was looking at what they have one for the offense too. And the offensive ones are off the charts pretty much every season. But when you go look through it, the Packers defense has been consistently going back to 92, consistently bad. And I'm going to read through you the numbers, right? Starting 92. 1.5, 2.5, 6.6, 2.4, 0.7, minus 0.9, 0.7. I'll skip ahead here a little bit. Minus 1, 1, 7.9, minus 1, 2, minus 3. Can you guess which of those years they won Super Bowls?
Tell me. I need the answers.
6.6?
7.9. Nice.
All the other years they've lost. Now, is that a coincidence that both the years that they've won Super Bowls are almost 4 or 5 points above their average?
Yeah.
So maybe. And here's another interesting thing. Both the years they won the Super Bowl, their highest valued player, according to Pro Football Reference, was a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say about the Packers? Maybe it's not the quarterback so much, but they need to work on their defense. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't think it's like necessarily the quarterback's fault that they're not, you know, getting into the Super Bowl, you know, progressing in the playoffs. But just the fact that Rodgers doesn't take chances, I mean, that's... You got to take chances. You can't just think and dunk all day and you know, you're down by a field goal. You have a little bit of time left and you just don't do anything. Like, you got to take shots. And we know he can throw the ball.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can throw it. He can bomb it if he wants to. All those Hail Marys that he has in his career. Like, those are chances that he has to take, you know?
And I think especially if – I think Rodgers' play style will work. If the Packers can get a defense, the league's done. Because with how Rodgers plays, they don't stand a chance. But I think it comes back to that. Like, you know, Rodgers is playing as if he has a defense.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
Exactly.
He needs to, yeah, like you said, he needs to take some chances. Not all the time. Doesn't need to become Brett Favre.
Yeah,
Brett
Favre,
Favre didn't win either without a defense. But he needs to find a middle ground where he throws a little bit more, he's a little bit more aggressive in those big moments.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what his issue is. Like, if he just doesn't want to turn the ball over, or maybe it's like a confidence issue. He doesn't think he can make some of the throws, you know, in really tight windows for these type of plays. You know, I'm not sure what the problem is, but like, you don't even see him even think about taking a chance. You know, he's always taking the safe route. He's always checking down, which obviously as a coach, you want your quarterback to play smart, but again, it just comes back to taking those shots when you have to, and he just doesn't do it right now, or he hasn't been lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is, he has to figure out.
Figure it out.
Figure it out, man. Come on. Figure it out.
Just get it done, man. Just get good.
Just get good.
He's really good, but get gooder. All right.
Get gooder. All right. On to divisions. We got divisions. Let's do some predictions for the AFC East and what we think they're going to do. Last season, the Bills finished first at 11-6, then Patriots at 10-7, Dolphins at 9-8, Jets at 4-13. We'll just do some lightning picks here. Would you like to go first with the Bills?
Oh, yeah, I can go first. All right, let's see. Week one, they got the Colts.
That's preseason.
I think they're going to win that game.
That's preseason. That's definitely preseason.
I'm looking at the preseason. Excuse me. All right, week one.
Wow, we're going real in-depth with this.
Tougher game here. Woof, my bad. I don't care about – I mean, I will watch the preseason highlights because I like seeing random people that are not going to make in the league. But anyways.
Jimothy McDavid with the touchdown.
Now, my favorite – I can't remember the guy's name, but he returned a kickoff for a touchdown for the Browns.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
That was really fun to watch. Yeah, I love seeing players like that. But anyways, I'm moving on here. All right, week one, they're at the Rams, defending Super Bowl champions. I think the Bills are going to come out fiery. I think they're actually going to win that game in L.A. against the tough squad for the Rams. Let's see. Just, I mean, the way that the Bills season ended – I think they're going to come out mad, and they're just going to hit everybody in the mouth. So, but I think they're going to win that one. I think they'll beat the Titans. Are we even sure who's starting at quarterback for the Titans right now?
It's Ryan Tannehill.
We got Tannehill. They got the rookie. Who knows what's going on there? I don't know. It's probably Tannehill, but who knows? Let's see. Week three, at Dolphins. Miami is a tough place to play sometimes, but I'm still not 100% sold on Tua. So, I mean, they do have Tyreek Hill now, but I think the Bills are going to be too much for the Dolphins. And let's see. Week four at Ravens. If they can slow down Lamar Jackson and that electric offense, not so much through the air, but on the ground, I think they can win that one as well. So, let's see. We're looking at 4-0 right now. I think they beat the Steelers easily. I think Kenny Pickett's going to be their starting quarterback, or is it Trubisky?
I don't know. Who knows at this point?
Yeah,
I think it's Pickett.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right? They're winning that game easy. Week six at Kansas City. This is the rematch from the playoffs. Will Josh Allen and the Bills get revenge? I don't think they will. It's in Arrowhead. That's going to be a tough game. I think that's their first loss of the year. Week seven, they got a bye. Week eight, home game versus Packers. Two of the top three quarterbacks going into the season, in my opinion, with Rodgers and Allen. If Rodgers takes chances in that game, you know, I think the Packers will win. If we get the same old Rodgers that we're used to seeing, I think the Bills win that. That's a hit-or-miss kind of game for me. Week nine, that's a dub. It's the Jets. Nobody cares. Week 10, Kirk Cousins, that's a win. Week 11, I mean, do they have a quarterback in Cleveland? Do we know what's happening?
It's going to be – oh, crap. I saw who it is. It's it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. But at that point, it might be Deshaun Watson.
All right. Either way.
Either way, yeah.
They win. Week 12 at the Lions. I love the Lions, all right? I think they're a scrappy team. I think their team is so young, too. But I think they're going to improve a couple games from last season. But I think
they're about to get their door blown off.
I think this is an easy win. Yeah, I think it's an easy dub for the Bills there. Week 13, first game against the Patriots. That's at Gillette Stadium. I think the Pats take that one. Week 14, they destroy the Jets again. Week 15, they're going to beat the Dolphins again, I think. Week 16 at Bears. I'm not sold on Justin Fields. I don't like quarterbacks from Ohio State. They're just not good. So I think the Bears get crushed in that one. Week 17, this is a fun matchup for me against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. That's in Cincinnati at Paul Brown Stadium. And I think the Bengals are going to win that one. Let's see. Week 18, Pats. I think the Bills and the Pats, like, they're just going to win their home games. You know, I think that's how that series is going to go this year. But, yeah, I think that is
so. What's your final record?
Prediction here. So that was what? That was what, three or four losses? 3-4 losses. So.
Wait, I need you to go back. I'm going to write them down so we can. So you're saying 12 and 4? Are you saying 13 and? Wait, no. We have 17 games in the season now.
13-14 wins. Yeah, we have 17 games now. So
14-3?
14 wins.
14-3, you think? Are you saying 13-4?
I'm saying either 13-4 or 14.
You got to pick one. I got to write one down.
All right, write down 13.
All right, 13-4.
We'll go with that.
I'll go through the Bills a little bit quicker, and I'll do one more in-depth with the Panthers. I agree with the Rams. 1-0.
Patriots.
Yeah, yeah, the Patriots. I think they start the season 3-0. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens in Baltimore. This is just a good defense, and that team's going to have a bounce back. They didn't have a good year last year, so I think they're going to do a little bit better this season. So I think they start 3-1. They beat the Steelers 4-1. They're going to I think they're going to beat the Chiefs. Chiefs don't do good in the first half of the season, historically. So I think they're going to go into the bye week at 5-1. I think they're going to get upset by the Packers at home.
Ooh, good pick. Good pick.
Be 5-2. They're going to beat the Jets, 6-2.
Of course.
Beat the Vikings, Browns, and Lions. So that would be, what am I at? 5-1, 5-2, 6-2, 7-8, 9-2. I agree with you. The Patriots are going to split that series. They're going to lose there. So 6-3, beat the Jets, Dolphins, and Bears. 9-3, and then I agree with the Bengals and lose to the Patriots.
So what is your record?
I lost
what
count.
Saying?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We have the same record, 13-4.
Yeah, I think we just swapped a couple games there.
Let's look at the Patriots schedule. I'll pull this one up. I'll do the in-depth one, and I'll do a better job of keeping track of it this time, so I don't have to recount every single time. They open up against the Dolphins. That's in Miami. Patriots historically have an issue with Miami. However, mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to lose to Miami this time. I think they start off 1-0. Now the Steelers are going to go off to Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, that's a tough game, but I think they're going to win it. Obviously with the rookie quarterback, it doesn't look good for the Steelers this season. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens to start that one. I think they're going to come home in Foxborough, but it's early in the season. I think they're just going to have a little bit of a young team woes there and lose a game they probably should win. They're going to head out to Green Bay, and they're going to lose again fall to 500. But this is where they hit a nice stretch. They're going to play the Lions and get a win there. They're going to play the Browns, get a win there. Then they're going to play the Bears and get a win there. Going to week 8, they have to go to New York to play the Jets. And I think this game is going to be surprisingly close, but they're still going to win. Come home, play the Colts, and win that one. They have the Jets. They're going to win that. They're going to be 8-2 going to week 12. You're thinking this team is going to be roaring, and they're going to lose to the Vikings. And then they'll come home, beat the Bills. They have the Cardinals up next in Arizona. They'll lose that game. They're going to lose to the Raiders and the Bengals. Come back and beat the Dolphins. And then they have the Bills to wrap up the season. I flipped them. I thought that so I'll give them a win here because I meant to give them the win at the home. So they're going to split the games with the Bills and finish 11-6 in the season.
Okay. Not a bad year.
I think it's going to be a solid year, but up and down. I think they're going to have a couple up and down spots.
Yeah. Which is to be expected. But, I mean, you still got a young quarterback, you know. Still trying to figure out the whole league, but he had a great year last season as well. So he's only going to get better.
What's your?
All right, let me see here. Well, week 1, they're in Miami. I think Miami is going to steal that one from them. Let's see, Patriots, Steelers. I think they're going to crush the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to struggle a lot this season, to be honest. I think, like, on Twitter, they announced Trubisky was the starting quarterback. This is a while ago. I'm not sure if that's still the case or not. But either way, with him or with Pickett, I don't know. I don't see them having a great year. Probably mediocre, maybe 8 or 9 wins for them. But, yeah, I just don't see him competing with the Patriots. Next, versus the Ravens. I think I'm agreeing with you when I think the Ravens are going to win that one. I think Lamar Jackson's going to have a really good game. Patriots at Packers. I think the Pack probably win that one. Patriots beat the Lions, Browns, Bears. I think they're going to crush the Jets. I think they're going to beat the brakes off the Colts. I do not like Matt Ryan. I just don't think he's going to do anything good for the Colts this season, so... I got the Patriots.
I don't know about the Colts
to beat
there.
The Jets again.
Because, I mean, well, we'll talk about we'll get to the Colts a little bit, too. But, I mean, Matt Ryan with an offensive line and a running game, I don't think they're going to be in a world beater team. Yeah. But, you know, they were decent with Carson Wentz, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been a fan of Matt Ryan, so. But we could talk about that when we get to that division. Let's see, beat the Jets. I think they're going to beat the Vikings.
You say beat the Jets?
I think they're going to, yeah, they're going to beat the Jets. They're going to beat the Vikings. They're going to swap games with the Bills, I think. I think they beat the Cardinals. I think they lose to the Raiders. I think they lose to the Bengals. And I think they beat the Dolphins. In that the last game against Miami.
So we have the exact same record once again, just different ways of getting there.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Next
like
up,
our minds think alike, just only slightly different.
Yeah. Next we have the All Miami right. Dolphins schedule. See here, they have, if I can pull it up, I heard this. So they start off against the Patriots. I think I picked them to lose to the Patriots, so I'm going to stay with that. The Ravens, I like the Ravens way more than the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins, yeah, so I think they're going to lose to the Ravens. They got the Bills, they're going to lose to the Bills. They're going to start 0-3. They're going to lose to the Bengals. Oh my goodness, this is a rough start of the season.
Yeah, they have a rough schedule to start, that's for sure.
I think the Jets-Dolphins game is going to be a good game, and I'm kind of on the fence about this one because I know the Jets made some decent additions in free agency. I think Zach Wilson is going to take a step up.
Yeah.
And I think the Jets are going to be, they have some promise this season. Not like they're going to make the playoffs or anything, but they have some promise to show some promise.
Is Wilson going to stay healthy, though? That's a big question.
That's a big question, but I think, it's hard to see the Dolphins starting 0-5. I think they're gonna win this game, but I think this one's gonna be a close one. Though I think that Tyreek Hill is gonna have his way with the secondary, and he's gonna ball out there. I think they're gonna beat the Vikings, because the Dolphins are the kind of team that just seems to snake a game from a team that they should lose to. They'll beat the Steelers. Actually, I think they're going to lose to the Steelers. I think this is going to be one of the games the Steelers win. I think the Steelers' defense is going to carry them on this one, and they're going to win a gritty one. I think they'll beat the Lions. And though, the Bears, they're going to lose to. I don't think they're going to be able to contain Fields' scrambling ability, and the Bears are going to be able to rely on that. And that's not good. Then they have the Browns, Week 10. Now, if it's the Brissett Browns, the Dolphins win. If Watson's back, then the Browns win. I'm going to assume
Watson. Who knows? Maybe it's Baker.
If I'm Baker, I never want to start a game for the Browns again.
Oh, me either. But I mean, who knows? I mean, anything could happen with the quarterback position in Cleveland right now. It's so crazy.
I'm going to pick the Dolphins to win that game, just out of the craziness that's going on there. Texans up next. I pick the Dolphins to win that game as well. Then you come back for the 49ers. They're going to get their break speed off. And by break speed off, I think they're going to...
Who's starting a quarterback?
Probably Trey Lance.
Okay. Are they... I know that they were looking to trade Garoppolo, but nothing
he's still on the team
yet. So that'll be interesting to see.
It's a well-coached
throughout the season as well.
It's a well-coached team with a running game and a defense. I don't think the Dolphins are going to beat that. Mm-hmm. Then they go to Los Angeles. They're going to lose to the Chargers. Then they have the Bills. Lose to the Bills. Packers are going to lose to the Packers. Lose to the Patriots. And then the Jets are going to win this one to wrap up the season. Dolphins are going to lose. Are going to finish on a skid and finish 5-11. 5-12, excuse me.
Oof. That's tough. All right, let's see if I come up with the same thing here. All right, week
haters
one.
Haters will say it's staged.
I think Miami beats New England, right? We're literally just doing it off the cuff here. Miami's going to beat New England week one. They're going to lose to Baltimore week two. Oh, man. The games versus Buffalo are so tough. I think... I pick Buffalo to beat them this week, though. So Buffalo's going to win that one. Week four at Cincinnati, I think the Bengals win that. I think...
So what record are you at already? I lost track.
They're going to beat New England.
So what's the record so far?
And that's it so far.
What's the record?
1-4. Because they're going to... 1-3, and then they're gonna beat the Jets, so they'll be 2-3. I think they're gonna lose to Minnesota. I think they're going to lose to Pittsburgh. They'll beat Detroit. Let's see. I think they'll lose at Chicago. That's in November. It's getting cold. It's a bunch of Miami guys, you know. Let's see. Next week versus Cleveland. I think they beat the Browns there. I think they beat Houston the 2 weeks after that. San Francisco, I think they're going to beat them. Chargers will beat the Dolphins. And let's see. December 17th at Buffalo. I think Buffalo's going to win that easy. It's going to be a snow game for sure. And then versus Green Bay, I think the Pack win that one. I think the Patriots get revenge in the second to last week of the year. And then I think Miami beats the Jets again to finish off the season.
So you have them going 6-11. So we differed, finally.
Okay, so I have him winning one more than you.
Yeah.
All right.
On to the final team in the division. We got the...
See, the difference between me and you on that one was the Vikings game.
The Vikings,
yeah. Vikings beating Miami.
And we switched games the Patriots played.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jets. Let's see here. Write down my little pad here so I keep track. Jets are going to open against the Ravens. They lose that game. The Browns, they're going to beat the Browns, I think. They'll lose to the Bengals. Though, actually, you know, the Jets did beat the Bengals last season. I don't think they're going to repeat that. I think they're going to lose. Steelers, I think the Jets are going to beat the Steelers. I like the Jets more this season than the Steelers. They'll lose to the Dolphins. Lose to the Packers. Lose to the Broncos. And lose to the Patriots. So they're going to go on a little skid there. That's, oh my goodness. And then they have the Jets. They'll lose to the Jets. So they're going to start off okay. And then 6-9, they're just going to skid. They're going to come out of the bye against the Patriots and lose again because Bill Belichick off the bye is insane. Against the Bears. It's
also in Foxborough.
I think they're going to grit one out against the Bears. And then I think they win one against the Vikings. They lose again against the Bills. Beat the Lions. Beat the Jags. Then they have the Seahawks next. They'll beat the Seahawks. And on the last day of the season, they'll win against the Dolphins to finish 8-9.
8-9, huh? That's your prediction?
Yep.
I don't think I'm going to be as nice.
I don't think you are either.
Here we go. Let's see. They are going to get destroyed by Baltimore week one. Week two at Cleveland. I think Cleveland's going to win that one, despite who's at quarterback. I mean, they have Nick Chubb. They still have a lot of talent on that team. They're going to lose to Cincinnati. They're going to lose to Pittsburgh.
Oof.
They're going to lose to Miami. They're going to lose to Green Bay.
Oh, my God.
They're going to lose to Denver. They're going to lose to New England. Buffalo, New England. I think Chicago's going to beat them. I think the Jets get their first. I think the Jets get their first win of the season in Minnesota against Kirk Cousins.
And this is how low Klein views Kirk Cousins.
Yep, sure is. I think they're going to lose to Buffalo in December 11th. I think they're going to lose to Detroit.
Oh my God.
I think they're going to lose to Jacksonville. I think they'll beat Seattle. I'm with you there. We don't know what's going on with the quarterback spot there. I don't know. Their offensive line's terrible. Who knows? And I think they're going to lose to Miami to finish out the season.
So you think they're going to go 2-15? So they're going to be two games worse with a year of progression out of them, improving a second year under Robert Saleh and a full year of Zach Wilson.
The Jets are going to Jets, man.
Oh boy,
that's
I can't wait to look back on this at the end of the season
and see how right I am. Let's go.
Okay.
Listen, they're going to go 3-0 in the preseason, though. All right.
Oh, of course.
They got that going for them. I don't know, man. They just have a really tough schedule, and I think Jacksonville. I think that would be like a hit or miss game for them to win, but I think Trevor Lawrence is actually going to figure it out this year with a new coaching staff that is actually competent. And I think Jacksonville's going to be all right, I guess. But I think they'll beat the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my prediction. Jets, dumpster fire.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, we have gone
At me, New York fans.
Oh, they're going to come at you. Don't worry. Jake will somehow DM you.
I don't care. Probably. I will personally DM him this podcast.
Do it. Do it.
I will timestamp it. I will timestamp the part where I talk about the Jets, all right?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well,
it's going to be great.
Well, then, we're almost at an hour. Well, actually, we're over an hour. I guess we can wrap up this this has been the first episode of the Hammer Klein podcast. I'm Hammer. He's Klein. I pointed. I pointed as if you were next to me.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, guys, there was supposed to be video. My laptop is a potato. All right, you guys are lucky I can even stream.
Potato.
Okay. I'm working on it. I'm working on it, guys.
He's working on it. I'm not working on it, but one day we'll have a video, maybe.
I mean, you kind of can't. You're across the country. So.
I am across the country. Well, until next time.
It's really unfortunate.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
It's your boys.
If you did enjoy the podcast, you know, follow it. Listen to it. Obsessively. Get those plays up for us. Tell everybody about it.
That's right.
You know? Do all the stuff.
Slap that like button. Subscribe. All the fun stuff, guys. Share it on Twitter.
This is the audience participation part of the podcast. An email. Send a smoke signal.
Send the file in a letter, all right? You put it on a USB port. You put it in the mail. You send it to your grandma, all right? Just do it.
Send it to her. Do it. Grandma needs sports, too.
That's right.
Till next time.
Take care. Bye-bye now.